Rose with 100.7 The Tiger, and I'm hanging out here with Lindsay Dugal. How are you today, Lindsay?
I'm doing great, Brittany. Thanks for having me.
Yes, I'm super excited that you're in here because I always say, support local artists, but I normally mean musicians, but you are a book writer, and this is your third book that's coming out, am I right?
It's my second, but I actually have a third one coming out in February, but it's for a different genre and age group. Yeah.
So your book coming out, what is it called?
It's called Glow of the Fireflies.
I actually have started reading it, and I'm not done with it yet. It's just one of those books that you can't put down. You're just like, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? And I know it's more of a teen fantasy book. Mm-hmm. However, on our other station, on our ESPN station, T-Bob Hebert has said that he has read your books, and he absolutely loves them, too. So it's not just for teen females, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a fantasy. I think that my first book, Kiss the Royal, the one that T-Bob read, it was definitely more high fantasy, lots of dragons and adventure fights. This is more for the people that really like nature and the Smoky Mountains,
right?
Because that's where it's set.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten that vibe. I'm very intrigued by it, and I don't want to give anything away. So you're having a book signing on October 5th, so Saturday, October 5th, at Barnes & Noble in City Place at 1 p.m., and it's you and another local artist?
Yeah, so she's actually from New Orleans,
okay.
And her name is Tiffany Brownlee,
mm-hmm.
And she's a young adult contemporary romance author,
okay.
And her book is actually, it's a retelling of Wuthering Heights.
Oh, okay.
So it's really, really interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
So your book, though, is not officially out yet. You just kind of gave me a sneak peek of it.
Yes, I did.
When does it officially come out?
October 1st.
Okay, so yeah. October 1st, and then your book signing will be October 5th. So they can buy your book when they go to the book signing.
Yes, they can. Yep.
Okay, and then also, it's not just about signing the book. Y'all are going to actually talk to the people about the process, and what else other questions can they ask you?
Yeah, so we'll be talking about, like, how we became writers, mm-hmm. And authors, really, how we got published.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also talk about the craft itself, any questions that people might have about the publishing industry, because there's a lot of, like, mystery surrounding it. A lot of people don't know how to get published and
right.
how to get started with that.
Mm-hmm.
So we can kind of walk them through it, and then we can just talk about character development and world building and settings and just, like, all the different...
Well, I've always been very, like, I guess, curious as to where do they come up with this concept? The concept for the book, I mean, obviously, it's a fantasy,
yeah.
So you haven't lived anything like this. So, like, I don't want to actually ask any questions that people are going to be out there and be like, oh, I was going to ask that question. But I feel like you've written several books. Do you normally have a concept that you've kind of lived something close to it? Or is it just like, I've had this dream about something?
Yeah, it actually comes from a lot of, like, my inspiration from my books comes from a lot of books, TV shows,
mm-hmm.
My own experiences, but more than anything, just, like, TV shows and movies and even songs that really inspire me. So I think an author can just get inspiration from a lot of different stuff.
Right.
So that's where I kind of get most of my ideas.
Just like musicians. That's why I always say support local artists. It's so funny that I normally mean musicians, and you're a book writer, an actual author. So artists are in all different shapes and forms, and that's really cool. So I'm really excited about your book signing on October 5th on Saturday at 1 p.m. Barnes & Noble City Place. And thank you for coming in. Everybody go out there and meet Lindsay. She's obviously super sweet, super cool, and very knowledgeable on the business. So go ask her whatever questions you need to know. Thank you for coming in, Lindsay.
Thank you, Brittany.
100.7 The Tiger.